this week we're going to be talking about the conventions and talking about what the Lord said to us about all of our 2005 conventions. He said you called them prosperity overflow convention. Overflow prosperity convention. I can't impress you enough on what that meant to Gloria when we heard that. So we released our faith. We called them that. And ever since then, the excitement of it has been growing on the inside of me. I can hardly wait to get into this overflowing thing that God has planned in these conventions. Now, all this week we're going to be talking about the convention experience. Let me tell you what the Lord brought to my mind when He first told us to begin having these six-day conventions. He said, I want you to totally immerse yourselves in the Word of God for 6 days. He reminded me of a language school that's one of the most prominent language schools, I guess the most prominent language school in the world, and that you could go into that school and totally immerse yourself into this new language and come out fluent in that language from 6 to 8 weeks. And I thought, wow, what if you did that with the Word of God? And so I did it myself. And when I came out, my whole existence had changed. And so I've learned to do that since. And now here we are in the face of these prosperity overflow conventions. You sure you want to miss this? No, you don't want to miss it. Let's listen and see what Gloria has to share about living long and living strong.
God wants you to live long. He wants you to live strong. He wants you to live well. Amen. Amen. All right, let's look at Psalm 103. I love the word. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 103 is a longevity psalm for sure. This is the way that fruit of the Spirit works. This is the way verse 1 is the outcome of a spirit that is connected to God. We're living in, if you're connected to the Lord, you are living in a higher realm than other natural people live. And it is no wonder that they think you're out of it. Strange, weird, extreme. We've been called extreme, you know, all kind of things. And it's the truth. We are extreme. And we enjoy it so much. We enjoy prospering. We enjoy health. We enjoy life. And it's because we're extreme enough to believe what God says in His Word. And this is from one of those people that's connected to God. David was extreme. Was he not extreme? But he was victorious. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. This is how you can live happy in a sad world. Remember your benefits. Salvation has benefits. Here's some of them. Who forgives all thine iniquities? You know, some people are depressed and even get physically sick because they know they're in sin and they can't forget it and they don't want to quit it, so that the devil just beats them over the head with it. Condemnation, unforgiveness, and so on. But we're not to forget His benefits, and one of them is that He forgives all our iniquities, all of our sins. If you got horrible things from your past before you met Jesus Christ, or before you repented the last time, don't let those weigh down on you. If you did people wrong, try to make up for it. Try to be good, you know, do something good for them, help them. But that has been wiped away. Condemnation has been wiped away. Judgment has been wiped away under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't even have to think about how we used to be. That was not me. That was not you. I'm changed. I live in the same body. I don't even have the same mind anymore, because my mind now is regulated by the Word of God. And the sins are gone, forgiven, wiped away. Out of here, hallelujah. Where? In the sea of forgetfulness. That's a good place for them. If you have sins that try to plague you, beat you down, you think, well, because I did that in my earlier life, now I'm going to die young. It's not God's will for me. God will, if you get right with Him, He'll get right with you. And just say, that has gone under the blood of Jesus. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. I'm not going to remember it. The devil is a liar. And he wants control of your life. He doesn't have a body. He has to find, his little devils have to find bodies to live in, to work through. He ain't got no body. He's looking for a body. And he's looking, first of all, for a mind so he can control that mind and get in that body. And you got to get in the Word and find out what you believe and what you don't. Find out what the Word says. Believe that. And then any thoughts contrary to that, you cast it out. Rebuke it. Don't put up with it. Forget not all of His benefits. Here's something we're supposed to remember. His benefits. Who forgiveth, oh, hallelujah, all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Glory to God. How many? All. All. Everything you can think of that's a disease that could be possibly represented in this place today, God heals that disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who healeth all our diseases. That is a longevity scripture. Who redeems our life from destruction. That's what we've just been reading in the 91st Psalm. That's a longevity scripture. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He does all that for us, and then He lets us wear His loving kindness and tender mercies. In other words, He surrounds us. Crown is a circle word. He surrounds us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Who satisfies, see, God wants you to be satisfied. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, is that a longevity scripture or what? Thank God the Lord renews our youth. He renews our strength. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love the Word of God. It said there, well, I've lost my place, but it said, I'm going to look back that up and start there again, and then we're going to read Isaiah, and then we're going to pray and receive. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just repeat this one thing from Psalm 103. Who forgiveth the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, who and forget not His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Now, when we pray today, I'm going to lead you in prayer for salvation as well. If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, pray that with your whole heart. And receive Him, and He will receive you. Who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction. Now, no matter what disease you have here today, the Lord is the answer for it. He heals all of our diseases. On top of that, since Psalm 91, Isaiah 53 came to pass. This is a picture of what Jesus did on the cross for us. Surely He has borne our griefs. This is the Amplified. Which means our grief represents sickness, weakness, and distresses. Surely He has borne our sicknesses, our weakness, and our distresses. That covers just about everything bad, doesn't it? And carried our sorrows and pains. So He bore our sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, our sorrows, our pain. Yet we considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But He was wounded for our transgressions. Say, He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. Say, He was bruised for my guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. He took the punishment from sin that brought us unhappiness, problems. He took it, the chastisement, the punishment for it, in order to bring us peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness. Sometimes that word shalom, it's shalom, it's translated prosperity. Sometimes it's translated peace. But it means well-being, everything right in your life, well-being. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him, and with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. We are healed and made whole. Now, Peter, looking back at the cross, this is Isaiah foretelling, prophesying about the cross. Peter, looking back, says, by His stripes you were healed. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. How is that? It's the same way it was for sin. He bore our sins for us so that we can become the righteousness of God through Him. We make Him the Lord of our lives, and through His sacrifice and what He did for us, we get the reward that He got for us. He was made sin, but what happened to Him? He died, but then what happened? He was raised up. The righteousness of God. He paid the penalty 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. And then He was raised up in glory, the righteousness of God. Now that's what He's got for us. That's why you have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life if you want to live long and strong and have a good life. People can live long without the Lord. It's difficult, but some people have done it in history. And they have kept their vigor for a long time. But quality of life and goodness of life and peace, you only get from God. Who wants to live a long time in a mean world and mean themselves and unhappy? So, there ought not even be anybody in here today sick. There ought not be a feeble person among our tribe. Hallelujah. It's not the will of God. Moses said in Deuteronomy 7:15, NIV, the Lord will keep you free of every sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it is the will of God for you to be healed today. I say that without hesitation and surety. Now when we pray, we're going to get things right with the Lord. If you've not been born again, I'm going to lead you. That's in the prayer. Pray it from your heart. Receive your healing. Receive your salvation if you haven't been born again. If you have been born again, but you've been out of the will of God, receive your forgiveness. Repent. Don't let anything stand before you and the Lord. And then after we pray, you, all the time we're praying, you're receiving. You're receiving your healing. You're agreeing with the Word of God. You're bringing it into your life. Then after we pray, you begin to do what you couldn't do before. And those of you watching on the internet, just think, this is an international healing service today. People all over the world are hearing the gospel just a few seconds later than it's preached right here. Is that a miracle or what? And the power of God is present where you are. And people that will watch this on television later, the power of God is present where you are, just the same as it is here. And you'll be just as quick to be healed if you'll act on it and receive it. Now, if you're ready to receive, stand up if you can. If you can't, stand on your feet. Stand up on the inside. Get your faith up. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands and pray this with all your heart. Now, I want you to plug in with your faith in Jesus' name. The gospel that I've heard is the power of God unto my salvation. Healing is a part of my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God. to make me sound,
whole,
delivered, saved, healed. Now, I act on the Word of God and receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. You are not the will of God for me. I enforce the Word on you. I'll not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I'll never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved.
I am the healed.
The power of sickness has been broken over me. Jesus Himself bore my sickness, bore my weakness,
bore my pain,
and I am healed and delivered. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I've been redeemed from the curse of sickness. Himself redeemed me. And I proclaim my freedom. In Jesus' name. Today, the gospel is the power of God unto me. To my salvation, my deliverance, my healing. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. And I am made whole. In Jesus' name. Now let me pray this part. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, over every evil spirit in this place, every sin habit in this place. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be made whole. Be healed. Be delivered. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole.
This is a time to go for it.
The things that can happen in the carpet anointing that can't happen by yourself.
It's neat to meet people from all around the country and know that there's people just like you everywhere you go, you know, that believe in the same God and that God's moving everywhere just as equally as He can move here in America.
The minute I walked in the door, I started crying because the anointing is just so strong and there's so much love here. It's great.
Good morning, everybody.
Just to be together here in the name of Jesus makes us like brothers and sisters.
I expect God to speak to me this year like He did last year and the year before.
This is my darling husband, Kenneth.
Thank you, Gloria. I love you.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Larry Randall, the Joshua Experience.
It's fun. It's exciting. You get to dance, you get to sing, you get to sit and listen, you get tired, you get to, you know, look around, see fresh faces, talk to people, meet people, you know, go look at the tape tables, look at all the products and stuff. It's fun.
Now they got a climbing wall this year for the kids and youth area, and they just have so many different things here for the family.
To come in and get the word and just get filled up and then go out and use what you've learned. It's just too awesome for words.
God is calling us to a higher level. Yes, sir. You preach it.
You're the man.
I've gone up in the spirit in this convention. My life is not the same. I know it's not the same.
You really do feel like you've come out a whole different level than you were before you came in.
I've never been to a believer's convention before. I just knew and I knew I need to come.
It's always excellent word teaching. It's always a blessing.
If you'll give your heart to God, then you'll have a heart to do what's right. Instead of a heart to do what's wrong.
Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life.
If Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If he's the truth, you cannot be deceived. If he's the life, the devil can't kill you. We've got to get the word of God, because the words will produce thoughts, and the thoughts will produce ways, and the ways will show you how to get to your destiny.
It makes no difference what the odds are against you being victorious. We've seen the God of the breakthrough come through. And if he did it once, he can do it again. Hallelujah. Have it come, bless God, to grow up into him and be the army of the living God. Hallelujah.
Super Kids Rock.
I like the games and I like the praise and worship. It's really cool. It's helped me improve my home life, and it has helped me to obey my parents more and to do the stuff that I should do.
It's fun because you get to learn about God.
It got me closer to Jesus, and it makes me want to keep on reading the Word every day.
I like the way the Spirit flows in the service, and I like playing all the games. And it's pretty cool.
It helps you just to learn more and just get closer and closer to them.
You just listen to what they're preaching about, and it affects your heart.
It's made me closer to God because I know now I can talk to him, and he can be like my best friend.
It makes it feel like God is sitting right next to you, and he's worshiping with you.
Here, you know that nobody will make fun of you for just praising God. You can cry, you can dance, you can do anything you want.
We are just so thankful that you've come to be a part of this convention. You've come to be a part of us here. And do you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries loves you? Are you aware how much we love you and how much we love the nations?
Let's talk about the singles bash. Woo! Oh, they had a terrific time at the singles party last night, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard
time.
It was the most fun of all of them put together.
It was. There were a lot of fun, a lot of people laughing and having a great time.
And those on the internet, the power of God's present where you are, and you just jump right in.
We're glad that you've joined us all around the world on the internet.
Every one of you out there watching and listening on BVOV TV and radio, we are live.
You people watching by the internet and television, we thank you for tuning in today.
Hearing the word of faith blesses us so much.
He is just. He is fair. He is full of love. He loves me. He would never do me wrong. If I have this problem, it's not God's fault. He would never do me wrong. I can trust him. That's the best thing you can do for your health, is to walk in love.
It's awesome that we can come in and like get all the word that we need, and then go out and like use it and have it work for us.
Man, this has been one great convention. But it's time now to go take the world with the love of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
What is overflow? How does it work?
When overflow occurs, the result cannot be contained. During a season of overflow, every seed sown will bring forth its harvest. As the overflowing compounds, its effects will spill into every aspect of life.
Satan is not going to be able to stop your seed from harvesting.
In 2005, the year of overflow, every believer needs the God-delivered vision in Kenneth Copeland's Overflowing Harvest Package. In more than 6 hours of teaching, Brother Copeland reveals the simple principles that determine overflow.
Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also. If he sows to his flesh, he'll reap corruption. If he sows to the Spirit, he reaps life everlasting.
Order Overflowing Harvest, available in video on DVD or VHS, and on audio cassette or CD.
Here we are in the year of overflow, and it's going to overflow all year long.
To order Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Overflowing Harvest by Faith Through Love, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll free at 1-800-575-4455. This offer is available on audio cassette and CD for $20, on DVD for $19.99, and on VHS for $35. You can use your charge card or personal check when ordering online or over the phone. Or you may write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Overflowing heart, by faith, through love.
Oh, my goodness. One of the reasons I've
overflow has come into Gloria and mine, our family's lives. We are involved in it now, and I'm so excited I can hardly wait to see what the rest of the year is going to be like. And to experience this is just beyond my ability to explain it to you, really. You need to get into it for yourself. And we're in the very last of the last days. We have to have this prosperity overflow. It's going to have to be by the love of God. And it has to be by faith. And you can't walk in it if it's not in your memory, if it's not in the forefront of your mind. Every one of you out there know you're supposed to love your neighbors yourself. And you're supposed to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and your strength. But if you don't remember it, you won't do it. And so these tapes and these messages and your practice and confession of that love commandment is what will bring it into your brain. I mean, just groove into your brain so that you remember it all the time, every day, day in, day out. And you watch and see if overflow doesn't come into your life. Now, there are three dates that you need to make note of for the overflow, prosperity, overflow conventions. West Coast Believers Prosperity Overflow Convention, July the 4th through the 9th in Anaheim, California. Then on to Fort Worth, Texas. This year, we're celebrating our 25th year in this convention, August the 1st through the 6th, right here in our hometown, Fort Worth. Then you go right on to the Great Lakes Prosperity Overflow Convention, August the 22nd through the 27th. New location this year in Milwaukee. I'll tell you, make note of all of these. Begin to pray right now. Make your plans. God will provide you the overflow that it takes for you to get there. I mean, get involved in these meetings. Praise the Lord. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to visit getimmersed.org, a website where you can get up-to-date information about any of the Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, including speaker schedules, hotel information, and a special message from Kenneth Copeland entitled Total Immersion. Visit getimmersed.org and plan to come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries meeting this year.
The spiritual environment has totally changed when it comes to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, which is what the Bible says about having meetings.
Get in the overflow at the 2005 Southwest Prosperity Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.